Such is the nature of life that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I, and so it is. Welcome. Bob is working with the youth, doing some planning for the youth conference that is coming up in the winter. So he's off traveling, and we have a great treat for you here today, and we'll get into that here in a bit. Whoever you are, whatever path brought you here today, please know that you are welcome. You are loved and respected for who and what you are. Whatever your background, religious affiliation, sexual orientation, or identity, you are here and we are glad for it. We celebrate you for exactly who you are, no matter who we are. Our vision statement reads, "We are a strong, open, global, connected community centered on the clarity of principle. Through teaching, service, and practice, we create a safe and respectful environment that supports healthy spiritual growth." If you would, you should have a little paper here, flyer here, that says Declaration of Principle. Please join me in our Declaration of Principle. I believe in one God, one absolute power and first cause of all things. I believe this power is perfect love, and it's out of the desire to express love. I believe that all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. Thank you. This morning I'm here as the MC, but now I'm going to switch over and I'll be here as your practitioner. And Bob was out, and we have great things coming. Typically the practitioners come up. And I was going to change name badges, but I left my practitioner one at home. We have the practitioner come up and do a reading or share some thoughts and then do an opening treatment for the service. And so I will do that today. At your funeral, just before they go off to eat potato salad and deviled eggs, your family and friends will sum up your life in one sentence. I call this your life sentence, the one sentence that will sum up your life by your friends and your family. The nice part about knowing this is we have the opportunity to choose that sentence now. Last weekend, I was off at a legacy discovery event up in the mountains. We camped out. We walked a lot. We did a lot of amazing things, and we looked at what legacy would we leave if we left the earth right now. And what legacy could we leave if we were really purposeful about it? The quote that I gave you earlier came from my friend and mentor, John Maxwell. How many of you have heard of John Maxwell? Okay. John is probably the most prolific writer on the area of leadership and personal development and executive development in the world. He has got over 125 books out. And it's just amazing the way that he generates books. He was encouraging me at the time to consider the legacy that I would leave behind, just like they did last weekend. He suggested that I look at each of the people in my life that are important to me and say, what word would I want Matthew, my son, to say? What word would I want my neighbor to say? What about my daughter, Eliza, which many of you know? What sentence would I like for them to say when I'm gone? And now I have an opportunity to create that sentence because I'm still here and I have a second chance. It was powerful for John to talk to me that way, and it was really powerful to have that come back last weekend as I'm working with 14 other men and probably 30 men serving us for the weekend. But think about it yourselves. As believers and practitioners of religious science and members of the Center for Spiritual Living, We know that our words are powerful. Thoughts become things. Words become beings that grow and take on a life and construct a life all around you. So consider this. What life sentence would you have your children say? We don't usually give an assignment as a practitioner, but I'll give you one. Give it some thought. Write it down. Your spouse, your siblings, your parents, your friends, your coworkers, the person sitting in the same aisle as you. Write these down and read them every other day or two. By doing this, you'll be reminded of how you want to act around these people, and it can change your life. Just in the last week, I have seen that I treat people differently and I think differently because I've been going through this process. More importantly, the universe will start working immediately to arrange everything to line up for you to live that life that you can describe for your children, for those that you love. It is your life sentence. Choose it now. Please join me in a spiritual mind treatment. A spiritual mind treatment is simply an affirmative prayer where we come into agreement with our highest power, God, if you will, and together we make things happen. I say this treatment in the first person because I can only treat my mind. Take with it whatever you would like out of it that fits you and just leave the rest. So let's relax. Take things off your lap. Focus on the words that I have to say. Take a deep breath and let it out. Take another deep breath and hold it in for a moment and let it out to relax your mind. Let the day go. Be present in this moment. One more deep breath and relax every part of your body and your being. Know this with me, if you will. There is one God, one creator, one source of all there is. I choose now to call this source. Source had a desire to express itself. It was all that there was. So through an act of love, source expanded itself and out of itself created all that there is. It created this world, created the universe, created this beautiful building that we're sitting in right now. It created the chair that is holding you up. It created out of itself you and I. No, I'm not a part of Source. I am an extension of Source. When I speak in unison with Source. I speak as that extension of Source. Source creates with me and for me according to my faith and my belief. And today I speak of my legacy, the memory and the reality that I will leave behind many years from now. I intend to leave a powerful and exciting legacy. I intend to be prosperous and abundant today and forevermore. I intend to live a life that speaks to this truth, and I have faith that the words that I speak will go forth and create what I desire. Because I am part of Source, I am an extension of Source. Nothing can get in the way of my focused words. Nothing can get in the way of words backed by faith and passion and love. Nothing can deter the manifestation of what I desire and deserve. So as I speak the truth of the legacy I intend to create, that legacy is already taking shape. and will immediately come to pass. I know this is true. Therefore, I can easily say with those around me, together we say, and so it is. I was exchanging text with our guest speaker today, and turns out that Bob's running off to California or wherever he's at for this planning session. He forgot to pass me a bio, and but while I've met her a couple of times at different events and things like that, and here, I've been in planning sessions with her husband John, and it's been the impression that he has made on me about her that stands in my, and it is very good. I should explain that too, right? So, Kath DePalma has been a student of metaphysics for over 30 years, since she was 1 and a half, and has dedicated her life to understanding the universal principles by studying, teaching, practicing how they work in real life situations. Recently, she stepped down as co-director of the Central Florida Center for Spiritual Living and moved back here, where they lived for many years, and actually where they met. 25 years they were there in Florida teaching this. They both just moved back here to Atlanta, and she is the author of a great book, which I will shamelessly plug. You can buy it at in the lobby as you leave. It says, "I Can Do This Thing Called Life. And so can you." Soon to be released, she is working on a book called 7 Ways to Strengthen Your Spiritual Muscles. So please help me welcome Reverend Kath with a talk that is titled, "I Can Do This Thing Called Wealth." Please.
Well, good morning. I have a loud voice. Pull it away. Okay. Try that. I've been looking forward to being here.
Take it off.
Just take it off? Really? Try that. Well, are you sure I can't just talk without this? I'm honored and privileged to be here with all of you, because this was like, you know, this is part of my original home, the Atlanta Church of Religious Science. And when I first walked into these doors, I fell in love. My story was rather a tragic one, at least for me. It was like a perfect storm. Everything fell apart by the time I was 30. My father had... I don't know. How about if I come down here? Maybe. My father had just got killed. He was a firefighter for the city of Milwaukee. My marriage fell apart, and it was very messy. I was just really pretty much a mess all the way through. I couldn't take care of my kids. And when I moved here, a health professional, a therapist, told me that if I couldn't get my act together and get out of this depression, I was going to have to be committed. And I said, that is just not going to happen. That is not the way this life is going. So when my beautiful cousin, who was one of the only people I knew here, invited me to come to this center, I I was really happy to take him up on that offer, and I'm really grateful for Dr. Walter Peach, my cousin, who got me in the doors to begin with. And so I fell in love. Everything was just amazing. I had never heard words spoken like the words that are spoken here. I didn't even think any of this was possible, but it resonated with me. It felt like home. It felt like an oasis compared to the rest of the world and life that I had seen. So it was very transformational for me, and it led to me healing myself, meeting my new husband, John, here, healing my relationship with my two children, so that now that we have the best relationship ever, because I have so much that I can really share with them. And we had a center for 25 years. John is actually one of my ministerial student offspring ministers. And what else? Oh, we had a baby in the middle of all that. So we've been a little busy. Experimenting, teaching, studying. I'm not going to say it was all wonderful. You know, there's a learning curve to much of what we do. So, but it's been a wonderful, extraordinary life. And I believe that it's only beginning. So that's what I've been doing for the last 30 years since I've been here, pretty much. And so what have you been doing here? I'm sure you've been doing a lot here too. I heard recently that you were doing some work on prosperity consciousness. And you know, that's just one of my favorite subjects because it's something that I had to learn too. And so I thought I would share with you a few things that really helped me out. Because you know, they always say, it's not about the money. And I just used to hate when people would say, it's not about the money. Because I was thinking, what else is it about when we have problems with our finances or our prosperity? So these three core beliefs I had to heal. And the thing about core beliefs is that even though we have them, and some of them might be off, we ourselves have trouble recognizing what they are, right? How do you identify what that is? Well, I can tell you, there were plenty of others around me who made it loud and clear what those were for me. So the first one was, so we moved, John and I moved to Orlando. I was still actually finishing up my ministerial classes. And Dr. Kennedy Schultz married us right before we left. We moved there. John and his brother were starting a new business there. And we were having financial problems, of course, because we were starting over, because I inherited a little community that was pretty much in the hole. Ken said, he goes, you're not even operating on level ground, you're starting in the hole. So we had that going for us too. So anyway, I thought, well, you know what, if I'm having problems, I'm going right to the source. So I called him up and I said, this is what's going on, I need help. And this is what he said. He said, value yourself. Value yourself and what you're doing. And I thought, wow, I never really thought about that before, not in that way. He said, you are valuable now. Whatever you bring to the table now is good enough. You may know more later on, than you know now, but what you have is valuable now. So I had to learn that, and I said, okay, and I worked on that. The second one was a minister that was making the circuit. He was a big guy. He was a Canadian minister. His name was Doug Craig. He was a motorcycle minister. Drove a motorcycle. And he was coming through town, and we had him do a workshop for us. And this guy was so good at reading people. You know, he would be just like, this is what your problem is. You have this belief that's not right. And so I was a little intimidated by him. I was still pretty new. And I thought, God, I really hate to hear what he has to say about me. And I kind of avoided it. I was like, oh, maybe we can just even, he can leave before he says this about me. But no, before he left, he made sure I heard it. And he said, you don't believe that you're supported. And I thought, it was kind of a hit. I said, you know, you're right. I had plenty of evidence that showed that I didn't feel supported in my life. And so that's another one that I had to work on, that I am supported. And the third one was, who's heard of Frederick Bales? He's a long time. And he has, one of his books is Hidden Power for Human Problems, 7 Parent Ideas or Beliefs That Cause All Human Problems. So there's only 7. We all have some little combination of that 7. So I'm reading the book, and I get to the one where it says, you don't believe that you are enough. And I was like, yeah, that's it. I've never felt like I was enough for my life. I've just never felt like I had enough resources, or I just wasn't enough. So I had to work on that one. You can kind of get the drift that, you know, if you don't have these core beliefs in order, it's going to affect not only your finances, it's going to affect your life, all the areas of your life. So I had to work on that. So now I can say, as Ken said, I am valuable. I bring value wherever I go. As Doug said, I am extremely supported. And the third one from Frederick Bales, I know that I'm enough. I am enough right now. Whoever you are, wherever you're at, you are enough. So there was one more of these, after these three. Anyone remember Dr. Chris Michaels? He was a part of this Kennedy Schultz family as well, and he's a minister. He's now in Fort Lauderdale. Well, a group of us got together when Kennedy Schultz was having his problems at the end of his life, and we were treating together, and Chris was one of my treatment partners. And one day, Chris says to me, Kath, you know what your problem is? Don't you just love it when somebody says that? I just was like, ugh, I just don't even want to hear it. But Chris is a lot like Ken. I mean, he's like really like Ken. And he was like they just blurted out. And he said, you don't have an up close and personal relationship with God. And that was like a dagger to my heart, my throat too, but my heart. I was a minister. I was teaching this stuff. I was demonstrating. I had great demonstrations. But he hit a nerve, and I knew that he was right. The reason it hurt so much is because he was right. I didn't have this. I didn't know what to do about it. I was too busy with running a center and having a baby and doing all of these other things, making it happen for everybody else. But it was time for me to really get that, because I wasn't really going to move forward unless I did. And so it turns out that all I had to do was recognize that I already had it. I already had an up-close and personal relationship with God, with Spirit, with life. And when I realized that, when I remembered that, when I realized that, voila, it was there. I had it. I just had to stay focused on it and to continue to develop that. So I share all of these today because these are key things that I had to get. If I can spare you any years or time, I'm happy to do that. But there might be one or two of these points that might hit you, that might be yours to work on. And that's the beautiful work that we do here. That's what practitioners are for. These things can be taken care of easily once they are identified. So I can really thank the men in my life, because as you can see, even just Walter getting me in the door in the first place, all of these were guys that told me stuff that I needed to know. So I can really thank them. And they made me who I am today. Now, there were women too. Reverend Karen Wolfson, if you know, she's one of the offspring ministers. She's in Sarasota right now. She's my older sister. She's the one that sealed the deal with a treatment for my life partner. And I demonstrated John shortly after her. So I had lots of help, lots and lots of help. So we all have a story, don't we? We have a story, the story that we've been given, the story that the world tells about us, the story that our parents told us about us. We all have a story. We can keep that story, or we can design and create our own. It's up to us. It doesn't matter what the world is doing. The world is doing very crazy things right now. But it's always been crazy. I remember Ken saying, the world is going to do what the world is going to do. We have to stay focused and not be distracted. We have to stay focused on what we're doing with our life. We have to have that tunnel vision and really, you know, keep clear about what we're here to do and what we want to get done, what we want to accomplish, what we want to get out of this. So even though we see a lot of crazy things going on, believe it or not, the world is better than it ever has been before. Can you believe that? That's really difficult to believe. I've been reading some history. It's clear. It's better than it's ever been before. And yet, if you think about it from a metaphysical point of view, it has to be. Because the infinite creator that created us all, its mind can only be focused on good. Its mind can only be focused on perfection. Its mind can only be focused on things continually getting better, on growth and expansion. So with that infinite mind, we're not talking all these little, our little minds, no matter how many billions of us there are. We're talking about an infinite mind that is centered on one thing. That is success. That is perfection. We are all a part of that. It wants nothing more than for us to experience that as well. But that's our path, is to get into alignment with that. So no matter what's going on, we have to stay focused on ourselves. We have to take care of ourselves. That's what we're here to do. We're responsible for this parenthesis in time, what we're going to do with it. So we have to take care of ourselves. We have to keep our cups filled to overflowing. We have to love one another. That's what this center is about. It's about coming together, sticking together, loving and supporting one another. You know, going for the high-minded thoughts, not the petty little stuff or the conditions, but really knowing the truth. You know, we have to love and respect one another. We have to respect what we're trying to do here, which is different from others who are not maybe ready. My real wealth came from when I walked through these doors and I was given the gift of this teaching, and at the time, the gift of that community, because it was family to me. I was accepted for who I was, didn't matter what my past looked like or any of that stuff. My real wealth came from using those principles that I learned and putting them to practice. I'm an avid student to this day. You can ask John. I study, I want to know every little detail. I want to perfect my manifestations, my demonstrations. I want to get this stuff so good. I'm an infinite being, just like you're an infinite being. There's always more. There's always more to know, and there's always more to enjoy. And so I want to know it all. I want to make the most of this time here. My real wealth is who I am today because of all this. Those are the things, you know, and this relationship that I have with source, with spirit, with life, the relationship that I have, all of those things are my real wealth. They're my real wealth. So, we have some work to do still, don't we? There are things that we have to do. You know, we have to continue to look at whether we're living a story that has been told about us, or a story that we've even convinced ourselves that we are supposed to be living and convinced ourselves about who we are, or are we designing and creating our own. So I invite you to look at that this week. Take a look at that. Am I living the life that I've designed, that I'm in love with, that I love to live? And, you know, what is it, what more do I need to know? Not only the story, but what are the core beliefs that I need to change? What are the things? You can just even ask, you know, I need to know. I know what I need to know about. What's the core belief that's off? What I can do something more about. So we've been given a great gift, and we've been given a great responsibility to keep this thing alive in ourselves, in each other, and in the world. Right? So I can do this thing called wealth, and so can you. So can you. So let's think on these things. So just take a moment. And we feel that power and presence that we are immersed in. We just relax into it. We just are comfortable in our own skins with who we are, no matter who we are or what we are currently involved in. It's not necessarily the truth about us. There's a greater truth to be known. And so we are here to embrace the real story about us, the one that is just now being written. And we are here to embrace the core belief that we have put on the back burner or refused to look at or couldn't deal with or weren't ready for. We're ready for it now. We take it on. We ask for help. We get the guidance, whatever it is. So we're grateful to know that we are in our right and perfect place, that we are immersed in this power and presence, this love, this great love. The Creator of all created each one of us as a beautiful gift to itself. We are it expressing in the world. And it wants nothing more than to have a greater time through and as us, to experience more freedom, more love, more joy, more prosperity, more health and well-being, more success. And so we are open and receptive to what that is today. And being open and receptive, we are guaranteed all the gifts that we are promised. Heaven is here. Heaven is within us. Our greater prosperity is right here. We say yes to it. All is truly well. This treatment does its powerful work on our behalf and on behalf of our loved ones and on behalf of all those not here today and on behalf of all those everywhere in the world and beyond. So thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Source. Thank you, God, for this precious moment. And please say together with me, and so it is. Thank you. Thank you.